This podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Fuso. You can rely on us. Wednesday, April 15, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. The eThekwini municipality says that the 850 million rand pipe replacement project, which would see the replacement of 2,800 kilometers of water mains between Tongaat, Umkomaas and Cato Ridge, had reached the halfway mark. The project was expected to save the municipality about 248 million rand a year relating to water losses. The project was on schedule to be completed by July 2010. The KwaZulu-Natal municipality expected to recoup its investment outlay within 9 years. eThekwini Water and Sanitation Project Executive Alan Key said that in adopting a proactive approach, the municipality was planning ahead to prevent a full-blown water crisis. He said that the old burst-prone pipes were being replaced with pipes that had an estimated 50-year lifespan. The Road Freight Employers Association has requested Labour Minister Membatisi Mdladlana to conduct an investigation into the ongoing intimidation and acts of violence reportedly committed by members of the South African Transport and Allied Workers Union. On Wednesday, SATAWU members continued on a ninth day of strike action over wages. The RFEA, SATAWU, the Motor Transport Workers Union, the Professional Transport Workers Union, and the Transport and Allied Workers Union of South Africa, meanwhile, continued their negotiations. SATAWU spokesperson Taburi Ramakgolo said that the union had issued a stern warning to all its members not to participate in any illegal activity. Meanwhile, the executive director of the South African Petroleum Industry Association appealed to the striking workers to allow road tanker drivers who were still working to carry out their duties without interference. Also making headlines, a Saudi firm plans $400 million in African farm investments by 2011. Oil and gas company Afren seeks to raise $125 million for a Nigerian oil project. Copyright issues delay the launch of South Africa's Green Goal 2010 strategy. And environmental lawyers warn that despite a strong water law, a water crisis looms. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.